Elokeinu v'Elokei Avosein. We invoke the zechus of the Avos. We're now reading the parshas of the Avos. Try and understand just a fraction of a fragment of who they are, who they were, of individuals that live their life with such attachment to Hashem, that the impact of their dveikus creates a reality and creates ramifications which reverberate until today. They have an impact on our lives. We start our davening by invoking their name and their zechus. Elokeinu v'Elokei Avosein. We need their help. We're invoking the zechus avos that we should be able to daven properly. Moranayim says that without the avos, without what they created in the world, in terms of a human being's ability to connect to Hashem, we would not be able to connect to Hashem. There's no way we could get close to Hashem without them. In fact, Avram Adeno made lifnei Hashem. Avram standing in front of Hashem. Yeah, he's still standing there. As a result of what Avram Avinu put into the world, as if he's still standing in front of Hashem. And we're the beneficiaries of that. And yeah, the Tanya in Perek Yeches says that every Jew descended from these Avos HaOlam, his forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And that gives us the ability to be Moiseh Nefesh. Kiddush Hashem. Even the simplest Jew is descendant of the greatest human beings who ever lived. And therefore contains within them a neshama that has infinite power, the capacity to do incredible things. Tremendous Mesiras Nefesh and Kiddush Hashem. Until the end of time, it's always there within the Jew. So yeah, it has an impact on us. What they did, what they created, the paths that they trailblazed, leaves an impact until today. Because there's a bit of them in all of us. That ought to be aspirational for us. When can I climb the ladder that they climbed? But in as much as I can, as much as I can be faithful to the values that they lived for, we're in sync. And therefore, it's appropriate for me to invoke their name when I daven. Truth is, says the Sfasamus, that any time we rise to a higher spiritual level than we ever thought we could, it's because of where we come from, it's because of whom we come from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised them their descendants will be around forever. Their descendants will follow in their footsteps, because of the path that they created. And in fact, Avos throughout Shas, whether it's Av Malacha, Av Satum, or whatever it is, there's always a Tolda. But Av might be the foundation. But there are Tolados that come as a result of it. And we come from them, we're emanations of them, we're expressions of them. Actually the culmination of their hopes, their dreams, their wishes, their beliefs. So it's really about seeing ourselves as part of a bigger story, of being a continuation of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, of what they stand for, how they lived, the dveikus with which they lived their lives. And in doing so, we invoke the zechus of the Avos, because we're not standing by ourselves, we're literally standing on the shoulders of giants, of the greatest human beings who ever lived. And it's in that context we're able to start davening, because we know who the Avos were. Of a glimpse of a fragment of a fraction of their greatness, we bring that in front of Hashem and wrap our identity up with them.